We are back, Three Amigos MMA Podcast, Alan, Leo and Eric recapping UFC 223 from Brooklyn, New York. It's been a crazy couple of weeks building up to this event. So much has happened. We're going to quickly go through everything. First, we want to thank everyone that tuned in for our preview episode. It was our personal best on the podcast here, so thanks for all the new listeners that came in. We got some great discussion going in the comments section. So yeah, let's start by getting into the timeline of events. I mean, we were all looking forward to Khabib and Tony. Of course, the curse happened again. Tony pulled out Easter Sunday with a torn ACL after tripping on some cables in the Fox studio. And it's just unbelievable. We're all gutted. We still had a week to find an opponent for Khabib. So the next day, out of nowhere, we get Max Holloway, the featherweight champion, stepping up and saying, "I'll take the fight." And we all thought, well, at least we've got that, you know. Then crazy, like the way the rest of the week went, Khabib and his team confronting Artem Lobov and having some choice words with him about something he'd said. Then the following day, fucking Conor McGregor and his team fly out from Dublin to New York. And just this video is released online of his team just attacking the bus that Khabib is on. A bunch of other fighters are on there. And he goes apeshit and chucks a fucking trolley through a window, injuring Michael Chiesa. He had lacerations to his face and swelling. The same for Ray Borg. Both of them pulled out of their fights. Artem Lobov was with McGregor and all of his mates, and he gets pulled off his fight with Caceres. The whole thing is just something that we've never seen before. It's just like craziness. But then, yeah, just criminal. Obviously, Conor gets arrested later that night. You know, we're just trying to find out if this card is still going ahead or what. The next day, we've got the weigh-ins. We find out that Max Holloway has failed to make weight. He had too much weight to cut, it seemed, in the 6 days' notice he had. And the doctors stopped him because they were worried about his health. So again, the fight was up in the air. Who is Khabib gonna fight? They're looking around. They offer the fight to Anthony Pettis. Obviously, his fight with Chiesa had been scrapped, but Pettis wasn't able to make the championship weight of 155 pounds. So he got pulled from the fight. And on one day's notice, the only two lightweights left that they could choose from, Paul Felder and Al Iaquinta, both stepped up and said they'd take the fight. They gave it to Iaquinta, and we finally had a fight for Khabib for the lightweight title, which was just nuts as well, because Iaquinta didn't make championship weight as well. He wasn't eligible. Dana was unsure in the press conferences, saying that he will be the champion, considered the champion. Finally got to the event. We went from 13 fights to 9 fights, and we were just all glad that the event was finally going ahead. And let's take it back. I mean, how did you guys feel when you got the news that Tony had got injured and the fight was off?
Yeah, man. I mean, absolutely gutted, obviously. You know, so much build-up. You know, we hadn't seen this much build-up in a long time for a UFC event. You know, it was like the big one of 2018 so far. But
it was the biggest fight we wanted to see happen.
Yeah, man. I mean, stylistically, just such a good fight we've been waiting for. It just keeps getting cancelled over and over again. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, really gutted. And then to have a great matchup like Holloway to follow it up. Mm-hmm. Was great as well, and then for that to go down again,
yeah,
crushed, man. Felt absolutely crushed. You know, it was hard to, you know, what to make of this event going into it.
Mm.
But Al Iaquinta, yeah, he was a good step in. You know, the best we could get. It was better than nothing. Mm. Definitely, you know, and really lived up to it on the night. Eric, what did you think?
Man, I'll be honest, man. As good a fight as it could have been, Khabib Holloway, I wasn't even excited for it, man. I was completely deflated, and then, To be perfectly honest, I still haven't got over it.
Yeah.
Absolutely distraught when I heard Tony Ferguson got injured and pulled out, man. I mean, I thought it was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Now, I thought people were fucking with me, you know what I mean?
Everyone did, didn't
they? It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare come true, and it's the fourth time they've cancelled this fight. I just can't believe it, because for any, like, real MMA fan out there, anyone who's been a fan of the sport, knows the sport and the fight game. This is the fight to make in the UFC, like, bar none. And the fact that it had to be cancelled again, man, I still haven't got over it.
Yeah, it was hard to even, like, you know, get excited for Max Holloway, like you said, with the disappointment that the fight had fell through. Like, just couldn't believe it.
It was a rough week, man. Yeah, I mean, for so much excitement, and then it had plummeted down so many times. Mm. And you did just feel also for UFC, Dana White looked like he was in a terrible position. Yeah. Looked exhausted from it all, man.
And that's it. But, like, we felt when we got to that last week that, like, we'd done all the training camps, you know, and everything, and we were right there, you know, surely nothing could go wrong.
Yeah.
And to hear about what happened, he tripped. Apparently someone, like, called him. He turned around to talk to someone and tripped over some cable that was lying in the studio.
Yeah.
There's talk of him wearing sunglasses as well, and he's getting grief about that. It's just so gutting.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What kind of a plum wears sunglasses indoors, man? Like, yeah. Why are you trying to look cool?
I mean, you got to, like, be careful and, like, you know, fucking not let things like this happen. It does seem a bit careless by Tony. And but at the same time, you know, it's like,
it's nuts, man. I mean, what do we think about this match ever happening again? Like,
yeah, I mean, Dana said, you know, he's never gonna put this fight on again.
Like, he said that, but then he kind of changed his opinion a little bit later. And obviously, it's a reaction early times.
It's part of my depression, man, because I truly fear that this fight just won't ever happen, man. And the thing is, both of them are at their prime now.
Yeah.
Like, in 2 years' time, like, who knows if they will be. And it's, I almost feel like this is the one that got away and it will continue to get away. It's cursed. And it's just depressing.
Yeah. And Tony, obviously, is going to be changed by this. It's, you know, it's a big injury for him. So we don't know what kind of shape he'll be in when he gets back. You know, it's going to take a little while.
What I mean?
Yeah. I think eventually it will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not losing hope completely, man. I think eventually, on the right time, maybe one of them will step in for someone else on another night. It
could work.
That would be perfect karma if it happened that way, I think, you know.
That's shitty, man. I mean, how do you think I feel? That sucks. I mean, I was walking to say hi to a Fox crew member and want to say, and I slipped on one of those, like, big black thick cords in the production studio. But it was dark and it was hard to see, but man, I wasn't wearing my shades. I had actually my prescription sunglasses on. But it happened so fast, and it's 1 week out from fight night on Easter weekend. I have a ruptured LCL ligament. That's what they told me. And according to the doc, it's off the fibular bone. I'm fighting back in less than a year.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of gutted after watching that performance as well, because Tony Ferguson looked like he would have done a lot of damage in this fight. Because Khabib looked good, but, you know, we're going to go into it in more detail later. But I thought Tony would have really, you know, caused him some problems on the night.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, he would have been, like they said, screaming at his TV at home, you know, like in those last few rounds. So, oh, man, he must be so gutted right now.
Yeah.
And then that dickhead Connor fucked it all up, didn't
it? It was crazy.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, but, like, I watched the video online of, you know, Khabib and his team just chatting to Lobov, and it didn't seem like anything crazy went down, like, you know.
Well, I thought Khabib was quite in his face. It was quite rude. And
he was.
It made Lobov look a bit soft, and he had to walk away, but he was outnumbered at the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like a little boy, isn't
it? Well, he acted like a little boy, and then he went off and called his Irish buddies to come up and rough him up, I guess. You know, or he said something, you know.
Yeah.
And to
Russian, because they all speak Russian, so we don't know what they said.
Yeah, we need a translator for that. So,
mm.
But man, it was crazy, and for McGregor to react and do that, I don't know, man. It was just like, for me, it felt like a publicity stunt that went wrong. Like, you know, I think he wanted to go and cause a bit of build up and rattle up. You know,
I don't think so, man.
I think he did, but he didn't mean to smash a window and for it to go into someone's face.
Like, well, he must have known what he was doing when he chucked that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I think sometimes you chuck things and you don't expect it to actually hurt anyone, you know, I think.
It's just madness. And it's like, well, once he realizes he's on a bus, like, it's like he's just, in the video, he's just so enraged that he can't get at him. That he just, you know, he's grabbing bins and shit and just looking for anything he could chuck. And just obviously not thinking at all about the other fighters that were on the bus or whoever. Maybe he just thought, you know, Khabib's team was on the bus. But he he must have known, like, do you know what I mean? It's just craziness. Like, there's, I feel like there's no excuse for it.
I mean, for the way he timed it in there and caught them on that bus at that time, yeah, he probably, I don't know, I feel like Lobov was on the inside, so he knew the full schedule. He probably told him exactly
when to come in. He was looking around the corner. Like.
I mean, that's what I would imagine, you know, and he came in, but went completely out of control, man. I don't know. I don't think he can hold down his booze or whatever he's taking well.
Yeah. He can't be thinking straight, right?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I totally disagree with you, Leo, man. I don't think this is a publicity stunt at all. I don't think he was thinking of promotion or nothing. I think this was a real Billy Big Bollocks move, man.
You reckon?
Where he was like, all your team, you cornered like my training partner, you cornered one of my guys.
Yeah.
It's like, right. Fucking Conor McGregor camp, the MacLife camp against the Khabib camp, man. He was thinking old school, like children in the playground shit, man. Like, he was such a fucking idiot, man. He took such a little gesture from Khabib to such epic criminal proportions, man. And I think he must be absolutely fucking juiced on the Chang or something, man, because he's on the hype.
He really must have felt disrespected about that getting out. And, you know, maybe Lobov went running back to him and crying to him. And he felt he had to fucking step in and make a scene, innit, and get one back. But it's just, it's not the way to do things. Like, he's just had a fucking kid.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, why are you behaving like that? It's just nuts. Like, you know, you'd think, yeah, approach him and have words with him. Imagine if they weren't on the bus. It would have just been a fucking Royal Rumble in the parking lot. It would have just been insane. Like,
yeah.
Like, and how did they get in?
Conor's lucky that they were on the bus, man. Because if Khabib and all them Dagestani people were off the bus, man, there would have been murders, man. There would have been straight out murders in that encounter.
That would have been nuts, yeah. Because they only had like 4 or 5 security guards like trying to stop, you know, McGregor and his mate, like, chucking shit. Like,
yeah, they weren't ready for that.
They were having a hard time, yeah. Luckily, the bus, like, backed into some, like, secure area. And that was the only thing that stopped it. Like, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Got seriously
out of control. And he's probably going to see a bit of time. You'll probably go to prison, man.
You reckon?
Probably see some time in prison. I reckon, man. I mean, how many lawsuits is he going to lose?
Yeah.
Talking about Chiesa, Borg. You know, how many UFC fighters didn't get paid? Because they had to get pulled out of this card. UFC, they'll have a claim. The Barclays Center, they'll have a claim. He's going to get sued out of his a-hole.
Yeah, there was a couple other like UFC workers that got injured as well, I think. So.
Yeah, security people who got punched and stuff, you know, it's a big thing.
It's nuts. But
you know what America's like, isn't it? They'll sue you over nothing in America. So he's going to get fucked.
Especially when you're rich, man, you're just a target.
Yeah, so. He's definitely going to feel it in the pocket.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if he'll actually go to prison. I can't see it happening.
I mean, I'd see him buying his way out of this, man.
But he's got me, way. It's fucking assault, isn't it? It's like, it's so reckless, isn't it? Like, they got to make an example, I think, out of him, isn't it? And do something.
I'd say so. I'd say throw the book at him. To be honest, man. Look, listen, I'm a big Conor McGregor fan. I always have been.
Yeah.
The only thing that pissed me off was that he wasn't fighting MMA. That's the only thing that pissed me off about him. But to be fair, man, this leaves a real sour taste in my mouth, man. I don't feel the same about him the way I did before. I just don't.
Yeah, it's hard to stand up for him and defend this, like, at all, isn't it? You just can't. It's just atrocious behavior.
If he doesn't go to jail, you'd think he must get banned from MMA. At least, what, a year ban?
Yeah.
Like, surely.
It will probably come down to the New York Commission, isn't it? And he'll obviously probably get a ban from New York. But I can see them finding a way now. It's like the hype around this. They'll find a way. It's like Dana ain't just going to say, see you later.
No, he's a money machine for him. You know, him being away from the sport is a loss of money. So he's going to do what he can to help him out. And they're good friends as well. So he will, you know.
But it just feels so wrong, innit? It's like, we still obviously want to see him
It's
fight.
Wrong. I think he needs punishment, but I don't think he needs a serious punishment over this. Really? I think it is crazy and it's out of hand, but he did turn himself in. He's admitted it's wrong. And he just let the power go to his head. You know, he's going more and more crazy every month, man. You know,
but how crazy would that, if they do set up that fight with Conor and Khabib, like the whole building,
the hype
like,
is going to be insane. And
the amount of security they'll need.
Yeah, but I guarantee UFC will be using video coverage from that scene for their promotion when if it does come round.
It probably will, but I'd like to think they won't sort of glamorize it.
They shouldn't, really, but I imagine they probably will. They did with Jon Jones and DC.
Yeah, a little bit. I wouldn't say they sort of glamorized it. They sort of, they said what happened, but I don't, this is just totally different, isn't it? It's just like one of a kind. Like, we just don't know, man. We obviously wait to, for the hearing in June, see what happens, but...
Yeah.
Did you see, like, the interview of Khabib after the incident?
Yeah.
And that was cracking me up, man. He was just like, you contact me, you send me location, give me the location and time, and I come meet you. He was like gonna kill him, man. He looked so pissed off.
Yeah. That's all we have to do is meet up face to face.
Hey, just send me message where? I'm gonna come, just send me message. I'm here. Send me a message, like location. I'm gonna come. Whatever you want, doesn't matter. Ireland, New York, Brooklyn, or Moscow, doesn't matter. Tell me where.
I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, but there was the one moment with Lobov when Khabib proper had, you know, the palm of his hand around the back of his head.
Yeah.
Do you know when you do that to like a little boy? Proper had Lobov like that.
like saying, watch how you talk to me, boy, or it's gonna go down. Like,
yeah.
I have to see an actual like melee, man. I would pay. I think you'd get more money if you just set up a Conor Khabib street fight, like with their whole team.
well, you've seen like those team MMA fights online.
yeah, that's what they do in Russia, right?
Yeah. I'd fucking pay to see that, man.
That'd be fun.
But yeah, where do we go from here, man? Where do we go from here? Because Khabib winning the belt was awesome, but being Ally Aquina, it was just so underwhelming. It's just not at his level. Tony Ferguson out, Honor doing this business. I mean, this division has just been fucked for years now.
Yeah. I mean, to the point where he's calling out GSP, you know, because who else is there? Kevin Lee and Barboza. He's beating everyone else. It's just so sad because... the whole interim mess alone was annoying, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now he's like, rightfully so, like, you know, he kept making weight, you know, he turned up. So it's like, he was guaranteed a title fight, so he did deserve to get it. But it just feels weird, like, beating out Ally Aquina to become the champion.
Yeah, right? You know, you want to beat the top best guys in there, not someone who's ranked 11.
But what can we do, innit? It's just the way it turned out, innit? It's crazy. It's just, that's it. We're just fucking speechless by the whole situation.
It was still one hell of a fight anyway, man. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Five-round war.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. I mean, Ally Aquina, like, did better than we thought, didn't he? Like, you know.
Yeah, he did better than most people have. Like, you know, there was a few rounds, he won a round in there, maybe.
Some he landed might some say. Good shots.
Like. There were certain points where Joe Rogan was screaming, you know.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, so just before analysing the fight, do you guys think it was a bit harsh, just like completely taking the interim belt away from Tony? Was that a harsh one or was it fair?
Yeah, it does seem a bit harsh to me, man. It's like this is the only fight he's pulled out of since he won the interim belt, you know?
Yeah.
And it hasn't been a full year, right, since he's had it. Yeah, I don't think so, and I think that's what Helwani was asking Dana White, like saying, you know, how come... when Whitaker was injured, you didn't take the belt off him. It's almost like Dana's so pissed off he's had to cancel this fight again. He's just like, oh, I'm taking that belt off
him. Yeah.
It's crazy.
There's definitely a lot of emotions that come into all these decisions, that's for sure.
It made a mockery of having an interim belt, didn't it?
Yeah.
It just showed you how stupid having interim belts is.
Yeah. I don't know, they're just always so desperate to put a belt on each event that they have to do these things and make interims and mix it up and change who is the champ, you know. And it's just to sell more tickets, but, you know, what can you do?
Man out of control.
Yeah, man.
Go on then, so GSP Khabib, I mean, I think fair play, Khabib called a GSP out and I think that's a hell of a fight and it's a legacy kind of fight and Khabib deserves it. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it's a great fight. I'd love to watch that. You know, two guys who are outstanding at wrestling, you know, in two different ways. And I think GSP would probably win, if I'm honest. Like, thinking off the top of my head, I think Khabib exposed to stand-up is pretty weak, man. I think GSP would take advantage of that shit. I think he's much more rounded than Khabib.
Yeah, he could do that.
Think GSP can make lightweight?
That's the question.
Yeah, man. That's the question. I mean, I would ask for it to be a welterweight, man. I'd say Khabib just beef up and go there to make it a good fight. I don't really want to see GSP get that skinny, to be fair. I think he looked good as a middleweight in his last fight.
He's a big welterweight, yeah. It doesn't make sense like to see him cut all that weight.
Someone going from middleweight to lightweight, it's nuts. I've never heard of that.
Is he that scared of Romero and Whittaker that he's thinking it'll be easier lower down?
Yeah, I guess so. I think he probably just wants to fight Conor McGregor, I guess, or something. Make a big money fight.
Mm.
Fuck that guy, man.
Yeah, everything's changed now.
If Khabib could dominate someone like GSP on the ground, then that would just be the most insane thing. And GSP is the one guy you'd have to go, shit, I don't know if he could control him on the ground. It'd be awesome to see that.
Mm, definitely. And they've said how Max Holloway is going to go back down to featherweight and defend against T-City, Brian Ortega.
Yeah,
that's a sick fight.
Yeah.
So obviously Max missed out on his chance. But yeah, like you said, it's a big fight, you know, and that's what Khabib wants now. You know, he's calling the shots with the belt. And while Tony and Conor are out, it's like, why not call out GSP? And I'd love to see it happen.
Yeah, man, I'd be well up for that fight. I'd be pretty excited.
Like Conor, you talk about that. I'm ready. Like, I stay ready. Now they call him. Oh, no. Like, I don't understand. When I'm ready, when I'm healthy, nobody talk. You know, like, if you're not ready, just shut up. Why are you talking about this? Nobody. All these guys, when I'm ready, never talk. When I have injured something like this before, they talk too much. Now I'm here. Where are you guys?
They never called Conor?
No, they call. They call and they say he cannot make weight. Okay. Something like this.
Wow. Do you think that fight ever happens?
Versus Conor?
Yeah.
One day.
You think so?
Yes.
You believe so?
I believe. One day we're gonna fight. It's most interesting fight in MMA and boxing right now.
Right.
I think about George St. Pierre.
Really?
Yes.
That's the one.
Because you talk about he can make 155.
Yeah.
He already middleweight and welterweight champion. For his legacy and for my legacy, it's very important. If UFC make this fight, for me, it's not easy fight. For him, not easy fight. Yeah. Everybody knows this. Like win streaks, like champion versus former champion. He's greatest athlete ever who compete in UFC, my opinion. Inside the cage, outside the cage, the real champ. I know him, I respect him. But about legacy, it's very important for me. If I beat Conor or if I beat George St. Pierre, which one is better for my legacy? Mm. We don't talk about money.
Yeah.
We don't talk about money.
Yeah.
We talk about legacy. I beat George or I beat Conor. Of course, George. I'm going to bring George.
Okay, so let's get into it. The main event, Khabib the Magomedov versus Raging Al Iaquinta on one day's notice. This fight, like, obviously it was hard to really get up for this fight, but I think it delivered, you know. I mean, Al Iaquinta really showed great takedown defense. You know, the first couple rounds, he got taken down and beat up pretty bad. But once he was able to find his way back to his feet, you know, I thought he gave Khabib some problems.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. They got a certain point where, and Khabib was beating him up for the first two rounds.
Mm.
He had him really well on the ground, did his thing, pressured him, punched him, you know, ragdolled him along the ground. Yeah. But then
it seemed like another Khabib fight.
Yeah. But then they got to a point where he couldn't grab that front leg anymore. Like he kept grabbing that front leg and taking him down, holding on to it. But I don't know if they got too sweaty or he couldn't grab that part anymore.
He looked tired.
He got tired maybe. Mm. And then his stand up came into it and he started throwing that jab, which was okay, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, he was happy to land it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was happy to land it, but then he kept getting clocked as well a few times by Al
Quinter. There's a few worrying moments there. Like, were you worried about Khabib, Eric?
Not really, not at all. I mean, I have to say, give props to Al Quinter. He's the first person to win a round, first person to ever win a round of Khabib. Mm. We were just discussing if it was the fourth or the fifth. We think it was the fourth. Probably. So props to him. But not at all. I mean, he looked a little tired, but I could totally understand it with the stress of everything that's going on. He probably blew a load more energy than he would have been conserving. So he did look like he was a little bit tired, struggled in the last couple rounds to take Ike Quinter down. Probably didn't try to take Al down in the third round because he was a bit tired. But I don't put too much value into it, man. I think Khabib wanted to show his stand-up. And even though his stand-up isn't going to blow you away, man, Ike Quinter is a dangerous striker with a lot of power and very crisp boxing. He didn't outshine Khabib, did he? Khabib was hanging in there and his jab was busting his nose up and it was a pretty sharp jab. The one thing I'll say is that his striking is very two-dimensional. You're not going to get a lot of variation. And he doesn't seem to have a lot of knockout power. Mm. But he can hang. He can hang stand-up. And I think it was just him deciding he wasn't going to take Ike Quinter out for whatever reason. So I'm not worried, man. I think a Khabib who's got his mindset, his energy at the right levels, and he's going to fuck people up, man. And Al did all right, but Khabib was still pretty dominant, man. He was very dominant, in fact. He only just about lost the round. So,
yeah.
Khabib is the champion. Finally, man, the champ gets his belt, in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I was almost, like, relieved that Khabib did win, because if Al Quinter did pull it off, I mean, it would have been incredible, but it would have just made the division even more upside down. But,
we've had enough surprises.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just felt Khabib, yeah, like you said, you can't really be hard on Khabib with everything that went on. Like, he's bound to be, like, a bit sort of distracted going into this. I mean, he does seem to give off this aura of just totally keeping calm. And
yeah, he seems invincible, but it was just the way he left his chin out there, though.
Yeah, that's what worried me. But then it's the same time, I feel like he was kind of toying with Al Quinter. Like,
yeah, he did in that round. He knew he could get away with a bit more, but yeah. I still think, you know, if that had been someone like Tony Ferguson or Conor McGregor striking at him, he would have been knocked out leaving his chin out like that.
Yeah, but then I almost feel like he would have just stuck to the game plan and beat them up, like, on the ground.
Yeah, right? You know, it's a totally different scenario.
Like, he wouldn't have. It's almost like he got some practice in, like, with his punches. Like, he seemed happy, like you said, to hang in there with him.
Yeah.
And he did give as good as he got, didn't he? Like, when he turned it up, he was hitting Al and worrying, you know, Al as well. So
yeah.
But it was just a bit like, you know, we did expect him to smash him, like, you know, literally pound him and make a big statement, but kind of just won the fight, didn't he?
He won it, but yeah, he made a statement and he got the belt at the end of the
day. Yeah.
And just to say, man, I mean, you're saying that he had to fight Al Quinter, like, stepping up on one day's notice. I mean, Al Quinter was in a proper camp, man. He was in a training camp. He had a fight against Paul Felder. Mm. So he was ready. I mean, that was a very sharp, fit, ready, pumped up Al Quinter. It wasn't like a shit version of him, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he won two of the three rounds that were stand-up. Rounds 3, 4, and 5 were practically all stand-up. And Khabib won two of those three rounds. So, I mean, you know, we're trying to pick holes if we're going to be too critical. I will give you this, Leo. There are questions now, aren't they? He definitely allowed questions in his game.
Yeah, that's what kind of excited me, really, is that we can see some holes in Khabib's game now. That's what Ike Quinter has shown us by fighting.
Mm. And maybe people won't be as afraid to fight him. Maybe they'll come out and be up for it now, you know.
Yeah.
I think they can have a go.
Yeah. I think, yeah, definitely people who can strike would have jumped up and said, you know, wow, all right, now I can get this guy.
Mm.
Definitely.
And we've said it in previous fights. He looked shaky on the feet. So yeah. that was the thing that would just left a weird sort of taste in my mouth, like coming out of it. Like,
yeah.
Just I expected him to be better. But at the same time, like, I go against what I said and everything that went on. The fact that he still like turned up and got the belt and stayed focused, you know,
yeah.
was awesome. Like, and I'm really happy for him. Like, yeah. He really deserves it.
Definitely.
I think it's Khabib time, man. I think it's Khabib time. He's gonna rule that division for a few years. That's the way I see it. A
few years, yeah.
Is that all? When he's on his game, man, isn't it? He's just another level.
There'll be some young whippersnapper that we don't know of, man, who's working on his game right now. In 3 or 4 years, might be right up there. You never know.
I'm sure there's loads of them.
Yeah. And Lobov's been improving, so, you know.
Oh,
watch out.
Oh, fuck, he comes out the worst, doesn't he? He comes out like a little schmuck, right?
Yeah, and fucking hell, and just like losing his fight as well. It's just not good, man. It's just a mess, man. They all just look stupid in McGregor's camp. Moving on.
Next fight, yeah.
And still the undisputed UFC strawweight champion of the world, Thug Rose Namajuna.
We got the rematch between Rose Namajunas, the defending champion, against Joanna Young Jacek. And I was on the edge of my seat for this fight. This was fucking awesome.
Epic fight. Really good fight from start to finish. The whole thing was really good.
I mean, straight away, were you guys impressed with how well Rose was doing on the feet? Like, you know, again, proving it was no fluke, you know?
Her movement, man, was perfect. It was on point, man. You know, I was talking more about JJ having good movement for this fight, but Rose had the movement on this one. Yeah. She was like, moving like a pro out there, man. Better striking than JJ in this fight, man.
Yeah, it's just always sliding out of range of JJ's shots.
Yeah.
And really looked comfortable. And like they said in the corner, like, just enjoy yourself out there.
Look at me. You having fun? Keep having fun. You fight for purpose, okay? Go out there, have fun.
What were you thinking, Eric, the first couple of rounds? It was awesome.
Oh, yeah, man. It was a great fight. It's a shame that it's been overshadowed a little bit. These two ladies are really at the pinnacle of the sport, and obviously at this division. It was a wonderful fight to watch. As I said, man, in the first fight, even though it was a short fight, I said Rose's head movement is so sick, man. I don't know how she improved so quickly where her head movement was elite. And she showed her that it was no fluke, man. JJ looked better. We'll get into that in the detail. But Rose, her head movement, the way she was slipping out of the way of shots was just immaculate. And I actually think JJ had the sharper striking, even in this fight. But nowhere near the power, man. The power really shone through, which is actually something we all agreed on as we were doing the preview to this one. Rose just has a lot more power, man. And when she hit JJ flush, she put her on wobbly legs, man, and she left her face nasty, man. Her right eye looked fucked by the end of that fight, so.
Yeah.
Rose was great, man. JJ did well as well, man. Gotta give props to her. She looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about those leg kicks? They were fucking brutal.
Man. Yeah. I thought, like, from the third round onwards, you know, JJ really stepped up. I mean, I feel like she won the third and fourth round.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the way she was kicking her leg and the way Rose had slowed down, I thought that was it. But Rose almost sort of kept a bit of energy in it in that fifth round.
Rose's leg looked like a piece of meat, man. It was all red and swollen, bruised.
Yeah.
Man, that looked brutal.
But she stepped it up in that fifth round, you know, and obviously, got the unanimous decision victory. And she's proven she's the best women's strawweight in the world.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, for it not to happen so fast this time, go the distance and just outclass someone over five rounds was really good. Well, maybe not outclass is a bit harsh because it was a good fight. It was a close fight. But, you know, she proved she's the better fighter on the night.
Yeah.
Agreed. It was a real passing of the torch, this one. This one was Rose cementing that she's actually the best strawweight in the world. So fair plays to Thug Rose. The leg kicks, you said, I thought JJ mixed it up pretty well. I thought that would be one of her keys to victory. And I thought she did a fairly good job.
Yeah,
there
no.
was a couple of knees in the clinch. There wasn't a lot of clinch, right? But when there was, JJ came out the better, these knees that she had. She used her kicks really well. And I was actually surprised Rose made one takedown attempt. And that's it. Like, she had no interest in taking it down, which was interesting. I wonder how much that had to do with the fact that her leg was jammed in it from those leg kicks.
Yeah.
But win that last round, which I think we all had her winning the last round.
Yeah.
Very impressive, man, and congrats to Rose. She's the new queen of the jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, JJ came out afterwards and was complaining in the post fight that she basically was saying how the numbers don't lie, and she outstruck like Rose. I can't remember the figures exactly, but like we said, like we felt like Rose landed the better damaging shots.
Yeah, I mean, you looked at JJ's face and said it all, really, yeah, didn't it?
And like you said, that fifth round, I felt like whoever won that was going to win it. And like you said, Rose stepped up and really took the belt, you know, again, and proved that she's the champ.
Yeah, it was a shame. I feel like JJ really gained confidence going into round three and four. Mm. She found a rhythm. Well, then, you know, when it got to five, Rose took her out, and she managed to get those final hits and take her down to the mat, and that just kind of put a stamp on it at the end.
Yeah.
I think that won her the fight. I had the fifth round as very, very close until right at the end when Rose landed those couple punches and took her down. I think that might have actually won her the fight in my eyes.
Mm. And she held on to make sure, you know, she was on top for like 30 seconds. Like, just hold it on.
She secured it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's good for the division. Imagine all those women that are chomping at the bit now to have a piece of Rose. Do you know what I mean? Like, JJ was this invincible champion. She breezed through the whole division. Now all these women, they've got extra fire under their ass because they all want to crack at Rose, isn't it? So it makes things exciting.
Yeah. You know, now getting the second win, we'll get some new fights. Yeah, like you said, to look forward to. I mean, straight away, like we had Carolina earlier on the card, like pick up a good win against Felice. I'd love to see Carolina get a shot at Rose.
Yeah, she beat her already before.
Yeah, she beat her the first time.
Exactly, yeah. And then you got Jessica Andrade hanging about. You got Tisha Torres. Like, there's some good matchups to make. And now, obviously, JJ is going to have to fight one of them to get back up there.
Yeah, who would you put JJ against now? Tough one, isn't it?
I'd love to see JJ and Carolina again. Yeah. Do that again. That was fucking awesome.
That was a good fight, yeah. Mm. That could be for a number one contender spot.
Do it in Poland, don't fly out there.
I almost think JJ's gotta take some time out now, man. She's gotta really strategize and plan her next move carefully. So I don't know what's next for her. But I also like to see Claudia Gadelha get a title for sure at Rose. Those two haven't fought before. That would be a pretty sick fight, I think.
Yeah, she's up there too. She's like third or fourth, right? So yeah, she'll be waiting for her chance. So yeah, so another, like, it was just great that this fight went ahead. You know, with everything that went on, we still had this fight, you know, a legitimate title fight.
Yeah, and it lived up to it, man. Yeah. It was really good. Good fight.
Both of them just went to war. Like, it's fucking awesome.
And it's such a feel-good story, the Rose one with Pat Barry in it.
Yeah.
Her husband, I think they're married now, are they?
Yeah, or engaged, I think, maybe. I don't know.
They've got that amazing boxing coach as well. And just to take Rose to the level where she was before, to outstrike him, like out-dueling a multiple world Muay Thai champion like JJ is sensational. It's a feel-good story. And you see them on the embedded and on the interviews and stuff, and they have a very genuine, loving sort of team and relationship. It's a feel-good story, man. All credit to them.
Yeah, man. Okay, so let's get into the rest of the card. Renato Moicano picking up a unanimous decision against the sturdy Calvin Kattar. This was a fun fight. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, good fight, man. I think it was impressive from Moicano, man. He looked really good in this fight. I think he looks well-rounded. He knows how to dig out into deep rounds. And he has some flashy moves as well, man. Mm. You know, he can strike this guy. So I was impressed. Deserved a win. Good fun battle, this one. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm quite high on both of these fighters. I'm impressed with both of them. I think technically they're very, very sound, and they have good offense and good defense, the pair of them. Moicano, he was the better man on this night. He's only ever lost to Brian Ortega, T-City, in a real fucking good fight. So the man's skilled. The man is seriously skilled. So I think both of their stock goes up. They both did really, really well, and I think they'll be getting really good fights in the next couple of minutes.
And what about those leg kicks Moicano was landing? Fucking Cater, like, oh, couldn't man. Even lift up his leg. Like,
the speed of those leg kicks was insane. He just used to snap to that inside leg kick like it was nothing, man. I'd never seen, like, someone's leg fly back from leg kicks like that before, you know. It was, like, over and over again. You could see it was hurting him like hell, man.
But he was powering through, innit? He was still bringing the fight.
Yeah, he didn't care, man. He could take those hits. But, yeah, it was impressive, though. Renato. He's got some fucking leg kicks on him. Some of the best in the UFC, I'd say.
Yeah, brilliant performance.
I wouldn't say he's at Barboza's level yet, but it's impressive. He's looking good like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's close. Yeah. It's a good contender. I'll tell you that.
Mm. So the next fight, this was a fucking barn burner. Fight of the night. And the fucking emergence of Zabid Magomed Sheripov getting the unanimous decision against Karl Bochniak.
Yeah, man.
This was a crazy fight.
This guy Zabit, he's exciting, man. Yeah. He's fun to watch. That was such a good fight, man. His moves, man, insane. I think at one point he threw Inseguri, and we were shouting Owen Hart at the screen.
He literally Owen Hart.
Oh, man. Like, the stuff he was doing was fantastic to watch, man. I got a lot of respect for this guy. I can't wait to see him fight again.
Again, you know, leg kicks and body kicks. He just looks vicious, and the timing, and he looks so calm in there as well, you know.
Yeah, and he looks massive for the weight division as well. Really tall, big guy in there, and he's strong and he's flashy, so it's going to be good to see him fight.
Yeah, and Karl Bochniak fucking brought it to him in that last round. It was crazy.
Oh, he was a nutter.
He was screaming at him, taking shots.
Like. Yeah, he started walking in with his hands down, shouting at him towards the last round, man.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah,
he's a real warrior, man. My respect for Bochniak went up, you know, tenfold, man. He's a real scrapper, real warrior. But I got Med Sharipov, man. This kid looked legit. I was super impressed with him. I think I saw his second UFC fight. This was only his third. His last fight, he looked immense. And he just continued. He looks so composed out there, man. He looks like a seasoned vet. The way he just looks so relaxed, and he has an incredible arsenal of kicks and attacks and real sharp movement. He generates a lot of power. He's got a lot of reach for the weight class. Man, he looks like a problem. And not only stand-up, do you see the way he took Bochniak down with ease, like whenever he wrestled with him?
That lovely little trip he got on him and took him down. That was so sweet.
That got everyone excited, didn't it? That was great.
And that's it, you know, he's another Dagestani wrestler, but he's putting it all together on the feet as well. He looks fucking unstoppable fighting like that.
Hmm.
It was only like the last minute.
I don't see anyone signing on the dotted line to fight him next.
It was only the last minute, though. He looked a bit knackered, didn't he? He was really looking at the clock and just trying to get out of there. It was like he just crashed and burned for that last minute. But obviously, his cardio is going to improve. And yeah, he's super
excited.
I think
that's credit to Bochniak. She just wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kept coming.
Just like, what do I got to do to put away this guy? But yeah, rightfully fight of the night. And yeah, great, great one.
Yeah, no doubt. And he is seriously one to watch out for, man. He's probably the hottest prospect in the UFC, I'd say. I'd stick my neck out on the line and say he's the hottest prospect.
Yeah, yeah. And then the first fight on the main card, we had Chris Grutzmacher with the doctor stoppage after the second round, put an absolute beating on poor Joe Lazon. Fucking hell, guys.
Yeah, good fight for Chris, man. He was on form for this one. I mean, fighting a real veteran like Joe Lozon isn't easy, man. But he just took it to him, man, and took his face apart on this one.
He was throwing like a Diaz brother. Like, you know, he was just not putting everything into his shots, but all of them were hurting Joe.
Yeah, no.
His face was marking up by the second. Like,
oh, man, he took a real beating. For someone to sit down at the end of round two and not be able to make it to round three just shows how badly hurt he was.
He had no complaints about that stoppage. Eric?
Chris Grutzmacher, fair play, man. He looked alright, man. I'm not blowing my load on this kid, man, because Joe Lauzon was a static target, man. He was just standing there waiting to get punished. And Chris Macker did all right, man. He put some nice combinations together, but it was like he was beating up a punching bag. So I'm not going to get too excited. He didn't knock him out, did he? He didn't even knock him down. Yeah. So I'm not going to get too overhyped about him. I just think Joe Lauzon's now in the category of people that I fear to watch fight. People like BJ Penn and Diego Sanchez, where I don't enjoy watching them fight anymore. They've taken so many hard licks in their career that I'm worried, man. I'm worried they're going to just die in the octagon.
That's it, man. Yeah, you're kind of like scared watching Joe Lauzon now. It's like, it's not fun, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
Well, we were saying how like maybe the ref could even step in and stop this. Like, he was really taking too much in that fight.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I think there's certain occasions, like, and this was one of those fights where maybe a ref can just check with the fighter that he's actually okay to carry on.
And it's like, he's not going to give up, like, you know, he's going to stay in there.
The fighters are never going to quit like that, but I think sometimes the ref needs to just make that decision for him a little bit more like they do in boxing, but maybe not to that extent that they do in boxing, but, you know, UFC version of that.
Yeah, he can't have too many more in him after this.
Yeah, you got to think, you know, live to fight another day, man. Don't just kill yourself in there, you know.
Yeah, man, and like, he's a legend, Joe Lauzon. He's one of those, I think he's a future Hall of Famer just because of the career and then the type of fights he's always put on in the UFC. And he's a legend. We've got a lot of respect and love for him, but it's got to the point where I think he should really think about moving on to other things, man, because he's a smart guy. He's got a university degree and whatnot. Like, he's not just a dude. So I think he should start putting his degree into practice, man, because he's gonna be suffering brain damage or something if he continues like this, man. It's not normal to take so many shots to the head. He's taken plenty in his life.
Yeah,
I think he just needs to start training other people. You know, he's got a great ground game. I'm sure a lot of fighters would learn a lot from him. So I think, you know, that's the route for him, is just to support other fighters now and be a good cornerman, I'd say.
We're glad to have come out the other side of this crazy fucking week in MMA. We did get some good fights, of course, and thanks everyone for listening, and let us know in like the comment section what you thought of this event, what you think should be next for Khabib and Rose. Some good fights coming up in the future. We'll see you on the next one.
Yeah, cool. Peace out, man.
Yeah, thanks all you guys for your continued support. Much love.
For more podcasts, subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube @ 3 Amigos MMA, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook.